40 years of institutional memory walked out of the Justice Department last month. Lawyer Douglas Leonard joined the agency in 1978. Since then, he's defended controversial policies advanced by both Democratic and Republican administrations. Now, NPR's Carrie Johnson reports he'll be suing over them.
Inside a sunny conference room at the Georgetown Law Center, Doug Leonard's reflecting on his long government service.
It meant the world to me. My father and several other people in my family were also career public servants. And so I grew up feeling like public service was a calling.
Leonard fought for the government no matter which political party controlled it, through Reagan and Clinton and George W. Bush. After the terrorist attacks in 2001, his docket included cases about harsh interrogation of detainees, lethal drone strikes, and more. Asked for his proudest moments, and he mentions this one from the Obama years.
The Obergefell case, that's the one that where the Supreme Court decided that gay marriage was constitutionally protected.
Doug has been a real institution at the Department of Justice, and the thought of him, you know, not being there anymore was sort of hard to fathom.
Appellate lawyer Bob Loeb says Leonard's departure came as a big surprise. As a mark of his reputation, consider the guest list at Leonard's going away party. The Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, was there. So was new Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. People who know Leonard say they think President Trump's attacks on the Justice Department made it easier for him to leave. Here's how Leonard responds.
Yes, one obviously has to be concerned about the Justice Department and the future of the Justice Department.
Leonard says he's seen a lot of politicians run against the bureaucracy in Washington, but he says those folks can learn from public servants who can help them write policies that can be defended in court.
With each new administration, I have legitimate concerns that the new political people will confer with, listen to, and be guided by the career professionals.
Leonard will be bringing his considerable experience to the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection at Georgetown. That center is suing over President Trump's travel ban and his efforts to block critics on Twitter. Leonard can't participate in those cases, but he says he expects to weigh in on other lawsuits over bail practices that punish poor people. And another case in Charlottesville, Virginia, that's trying to ban militias and paramilitary groups from wreaking more havoc there. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.